Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
It is dangerous for you not to have a pastor. And it is dangerous for you not to have a relationship with your pastor. God designed it that way for a reason. I hope you know that in many offices, promotion is not objective. It is subjective. What they use as a yardstick. Well, this year they may decide that, like when I was working the bank, those who are not marketers but opened accounts should be considered. Okay? Next year they may come up and say, those who have not been promoted for like 5 years, let's encourage them. The goal here is that you may not really know the yardstick for the new year. And that yardstick may not even be determined until October. Based on the economy, they may not even be planning to promote that year. But something changes in between, and they now decide to promote some people. And you are wondering, how do they decide who gets what? So it is not necessarily objective means this is the condition. If you meet it, you get it. Subjective means that there might be other things that are considered, like the recommendation of your supervisor. So for those of you that are listening online, because they are not here, who like to argue with their boss on Monday, like this, we are going to work on Tuesday. Some people are ready to come and fight their boss. That last year, we don't want what you are doing. We have discussed. So some people already have their vision. They don't have business, so, and they don't have any company. They don't know how to make money, but they can challenge those who know how to make money. So when it's time for promotion, it will be subjective. You want to promote a man that argues with his boss? No, take him out. Or you want to promote a man that discusses about his supervisors during break time? Don't be there. Don't be there. Your boss may be the first son of the devil. That's not your business. You are there to work. That's all. The people that raised the conversation and invited you to say something are the ones that will go and tell your boss that you said something. They will never say they were the ones who started that conversation. Stay away from it. If you don't have anything to say, sleep. It's called break time. Or help other people eat their food. If you finish your own, then join them. Say, what do you have to say? Say, it is where. Just be eating. Be talking. I'm listening. Be talking. Because nobody can misquote silence. Tunde said this. What did he say? All I remember is that he ate his food and then joined us to eat our food. So wisdom is profitable to direct. Good attitude is always rewarded. In my office, and when I was in the bank, if you get all the points for like your job description, but you have problem with your attitude, it's automatic dismissal. You have not committed an offense, so, but your boss said she has attitudinal challenges. Then they begin to look at you. That's a very strong allegation, which cannot be verified. It's only subject to the opinion of your supervisors. Please, don't say, what will they do? The one who asks, what will they do, is the one we will show what we can do. So this, what I'm telling you now, is part of the ministry of the pastor. If your mother was always used to locking the shirt on your father, now you are married, and you think that's the way life is, Meanwhile, your husband comes from a family of boxers, professional boxers. But your mother married a farmer. See? So the question is not balanced. So by default, your husband is a boxer. Even though he's not fighting, he's a banker. But in his blood, there's a boxer there. In his gene. So Bible says, let's be followers of them. Who behave well? That's my own version. Tell your neighbor, behave well. It will not be good that the reason why you are disqualified is because of your attitude. It would have been better for them to say, oh, we cannot promote everybody, than for them to say, oh, you have a bad attitude. Everywhere you go, there's bad blood. This is the year of establishment. So anything we do, we must not lose it. It must be settled, must be established. How many of you know that the most difficult customers are the ones who give you more money? Those ones that are always nice, they don't have money. Those ones that call you on the phone and they are shouting, where's my DC? You're incompetent. You are a fool. You are this. And then you are saying, we are sorry, sir. They are the ones giving you big money. So pray for difficult customers. Don't pray for nice customers this year. Those difficult ones, they are good. They are alert. It's not difficult. Say amen, no. If I call you, I give you time, you don't show up, you're incompetent, I don't work with you. I'm sorry, sir. Those are the kind of people we are looking for. Because they will meet up. Oh. Those ones that are just going past you, I'm passing, I should come and greet you people. Those customers that are always passing by your office, there's no money, you just 5,000, go and make your deposit and go. Now, so prioritize. Prioritize. Know the 20% customers that give you 80% of your business. Know the 20% category of people in your life, including your pastor, that gives you 80% of your result. Look at this scripture. God said, I will give you what? Please look at it. Oh. I will give you what? Who promised to give? I didn't say the church is 5 minutes to your house. I said, God said, I will give you. So if the pastor is in Maryland and you are in Sangote, do you understand? I will show you something here. We are starting the new year on a very strong note. We have members of this church who join us every meet. In fact, they join more than those of you that are here. Hong Kong, UK, Austria, US, Atlanta, Georgia, Alabama, all of, and they join and they pay their tithe. Several of them that are left here, they are in the UK. So it's not distance, it's heart connection. Check where God kept your file and stop being carnal. Tell your neighbor, check where God kept your file and stop being carnal. Your pastor is not interested in what you heard this morning. We are interested in your progress. Look at this scripture. God said, I will give you pastors from where? From my heart. So where is the location of the pastors? The heart of God. That means your pastor should love you, care for you, should be able to listen to you, pray for you, hear God for you. So those pastors, they are from the heart of God. They are not occupational pastors. They are not career pastors. It's not that they didn't have anything they were doing, then they decided to become a pastor. Now, if you ever plan to make heaven, don't be a pastor except you are called. You can go to hell for being a pastor. You can go to hell. Because the remaining opportunity that would have been used to manage you, you will cause problem. God will just... I'm not joking. You don't desire it. Except you are called like Aaron. Because your anointing, maybe your anointing is only some 40%. Your battery charge, 40%. Now you're a pastor. You come to church. 20% to preach. 10% to counsel. By the time I'm going home by 5 p.m. on Sunday, you're already on 7%. And your phone is doing like this, like it wants to converse. Then you get home, you are beating your wife, or you are misbehaving. You fail to realize that you are misbehaving because your battery is low. And that you need to wait on God. You know, in those days of BlackBerry, they were terrorizing her, you will not see her to marry. They took care of her. You saw a wife. You are now terrorizing her. If you are a terrorist, we have different groups. Al-Qaeda, we have Boko Haram. You feed their form and join. Don't. It is a shame to terrorize women. It's a shame. It's not a sign that you are a man. Some don't even terrorize them. They terrorize their staff. He said, my pastors, they will feed you with what? With knowledge. What kind of knowledge? The knowledge of the will of God. Like now, as I'm saying, you should not terrorize women, you should not abuse. Some of you don't believe that's the will of God. Because you say, our pastor is not preaching again. I'm telling you how you will last this year. Go and check all the women in the life of Jesus. Which of them denied him? No. Maybe I'm biased. You understand? I'm biased. Biased people's party. I said, which woman do you know in the Bible that followed Jesus and denied him? When Jesus rose up, who was at the tomb? This is not a sentiment, it's fact. You can just open the Bible and read it. Even if you tear that place out of your own Bible, it's still my own. Women, when they believe you, they follow you. A woman doesn't have a problem with submission. It's you. You have a problem. You have a big problem that nobody has been able to tell you. And you are complaining she doesn't listen to you. You have a big, very big problem. A woman's gift flows when there's a covering. She can even be more anointed and more powerful than the man. But it's like when you release voltage from Kenji Dam, comes into the transformer, but you need a step down transformer. The woman is that transformer that ensures the power comes into the house. It doesn't damage anything. But the power can be coming from Kenji Dam, like Holy Ghost fire, it will be coming. It's the woman that will stabilize it. That's why no attack can get into a house unless the woman permits it. You may not believe me, but it's okay. If your husband is misbehaving, tell him, if you try this thing again, I close the heaven over you. Yes, it's in the Bible. You need to know your rights in Christ. So nobody will be pushing you down. The Bible says, it's in the Bible. I didn't come for this one, but I'm just talking about knowledge. Because what many of us don't know, it's affecting us. You don't know your right in Christ. The word of God tells us, please give me that scripture that Peter, so that your prayers be not hindered. The scripture teaches us that we should deal with our wives according to what? Wisdom. That means when I relate with my wife, what I must be looking at is not necessarily what we need to do, but what is wise for us to do. Are you with me? So you are looking at her. Okay, we need to have children this year. But you are asking, if we have a child now, what about our career development? So what is right for us is to have a child. But what about our personal development? So you say, okay, let's hold on for the first 6 months of our marriage. Let's not have children. You take a course in this. Let me take a course in this. By 6 months, we should be done. There's planning. The woman can see that you have her interest at heart. You are not just a Christian trying not to have fornication and decided to marry. Oh, did you hear that one? Some believers are just Christians trying not to have fornication. So they went to marry. Look at it. Likewise, husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife. Look at the conditions there. Dwell with them according to knowledge. That means if you don't know how to treat your wife, no matter how sincere you are, you will fail. No two wives are even the same. So you can only take general principles from your neighbor or from your church. But you must understand your wife for who she is. Understand your spouse for who he or she is. Dwell with them according to knowledge. Stop saying that when I was dating Fatima. That is the fastest way to break your home. There was a lady I was very close to. We are not in a relationship. But the thing says it's more than a relationship. But we are not in a relationship. She taught me how to take tea. There's a way she puts in the Milo, then she adds the milk. There's a way she pours she turns in the hot water gently. You know, all these yellow sisters. They're no things. There's a way she does it. So, by the time I started my relationship with my wife, I saw the way she... in fact, I didn't know when I screamed. What is this? My wife was so upset that I said, this is not the way Esther used to do it. You know, she was so upset. She was so angry before I realized my foolishness. Tell your neighbor, it's foolishness. Dwell. Some of the quarrels in the house, they are unnecessary. Now, let me shock you. Sometimes in the house, both of you need space. Apart. Now, you don't want to hear this one. Let me tell you. Let me repeat it. There are days you just notice you want to be on your own. She wants to... Nobody is talking to anybody. He wants to watch a film. She wants to plait her hair or do something. You must respect that space. Allow her to watch Netflix. And stop. It's not when she's watching Netflix. We're not going to chop for this house. Don't you know, Shebi, you know where the kitchen is now? Try to be visiting once in a while. So you will not mistakenly carry white, you will not use salt to replace white Omo. You will now go and use Omo as salt. Like one brother I know. So try to be, you say you know the brother. It's your kitchen. Try to be going once in a while. Where is the salt? Where is the Maggi? Because one day, God will catch you. You will be the only one in the house. You will be sweating like, where are they even hiding everything? You are on sabbatical. You have not been around. She's not a slave. God is saying we can do better. And for you brothers that are not married, hear the word of the Lord. Instead of you to be complaining that the sisters are always giving you 6 inches or 9 inches, they always reject you. This one that you are single, make a decision in 2022 to be a nice person. If you are nice, it won't be hard to get confirmation. You are not easy. You say, I'm praying. But what about my proposal? I say, I'm still praying. Say, lie. Because they don't know your real attitude, your behavior. Whether you're a professional, you're a Mike Tyson, or you are Evander Holyfield. So they need to pray more to know who you are. But if you've been nice, you greet people, you help them, you are coming to the church, at the staircase, somebody is having 2 bags, help the person with one. That brother is nice. So the day you propose, your answer will be quick. You say what? Quick walk in righteousness. Bro says, so how far is here? She says she's still praying. You're a bad person. If the lady is still praying after 3 months, you're a bad person. Go, just go and change. Okay. I have message, Joe. Boy, I hope you are getting blessed. This is not people are not talking. People are not happy with me this morning. Eh? I said, are you blessed this morning? No marriage will fail this year. And in case you don't know, the devil is against marriages. I know powerful men of God whose marriages crashed last year. It's not anointing, it's character. Huh? I said it's not anointing, you are. It's character. Stop terrorizing. I can't. Maybe I should preach a message and call it terrorist. God is telling me that some of these battles that we are facing is not the devil. They are unnecessary. They are avoidable. Just by respecting each other. I want to sleep. You say you must cook. Why? If you are the one that is sleepy, will you want someone to tell you to enter the kitchen? Why don't you learn how to cook? Even as we are doing, try to show interest. At least you will learn how to cook yam. That one is not hard. Then you can warm stew. We've already cooked the stew. Just buy me warm, man. Just warm the tea small. Turn yourself to a terrorist. Many terrorists in the house of God. Terrorists. Al-Qaeda members. Members of Al-Qaeda in the body of Christ. Give honor to your wife. Huh? Give honor to your wife. This is not a marriage seminar. I'm just teaching the word. Huh? Give honor to who? Let your wife sit down first. Huh? I'm not talking about the American thing where you put chair for people. I said, I'm teaching Bible. Do it because the word of God says, honor her. It's not by calling her queen, though. Because you may be calling her queen. But some people don't beat their wife, but they use their mouth. Very, very devilish. Their tongue like two-edged sword. When some people tell their wives, see your head. Truly, if you now look at the head. The Bible says honor, giving honor. Giving, that means you give it. Huh? You can choose to ignore it. Decide to do what? To give it. If you are in a public occasion, recognize the presence of your wife. Don't say, Your Excellency, the Federal Republic of Nigeria. No, no, no. Hey, nobody likes the man. But the one we all like, honor her. Why are you hiding? Why are you running? Let us know who your wife is. Some of these little things will save your home. Because sometimes your wife is not sure if she's really that important to you. Sometimes she's not even sure if she's still attractive to you. Hey, praise the Lord. I said this year I will talk about everything. I say sometimes your wife is not even sure if she's still attractive to you. Some people are not even married. The fiancé is not even sure if she's still attractive to the guy. That maybe that's why the guy is even terrorized. I'm a collage. Sorry, you need to learn Yoruba. There are some deep mysteries that after Hebrew is your give honor to your wife. Some things you won't do it, not because you cannot get away with it, but because you honor your wife. Don't push her. Don't hit her. Don't talk down on her. Start learning it now before you marry. Don't say that pastor is talking to my people. If you saw your father beat your mother, you need deliverance. Deliverance by the word. Because anything your eyes captures, a seed has been sown. If you are not careful, you will hit your wife. If you are abused as a lady growing up, if you are not careful, you will abuse your husband. Because you saw the way your mother treated your dad, and your dad was trying to avoid certain things, so he didn't react. If you are not careful, if you are not careful, you will beat your husband. And people will be telling the man, any suru, be patient. God will settle it. You know, in those, now people say protect your mental space. If the man is beating the woman, they say you should move out. So now, we have also told the men, if the wife is beating you, you too, move out. Come to pastor's house. Are you blessed? I have not entered my message. This message one. Are you blessed? Please, don't say, oh, it doesn't, I'm not concerned. I have already told you, many pastors lost their homes last year. It's not anointing, it's character. If you know in your family people are professional boxers, you need to renew your mind. Don't go and join prayer department. Because don't go and join all those things that make you look like you want to fight. Join the Bible study team, where they can renew your mind, even from the Bible study review. Things will be happening in your life. Sometimes, in those days, sir, even Bible study review used to be more interesting. You go and join prayer band. You will be binding. Meanwhile, it's the same fighting spirit that is manifesting. I just love prayer. You don't love, you are a wicked person. You don't love prayer. And many of these wicked people that are beating their wives, they are very prayerful. I'm speaking from experience. I love prayer. Go and stop it. The Lord rebuke you. Don't, whether you are mild or not, don't push people. Somebody might have been destined to die that day. You now went to push the person. They say you killed someone. Don't touch people without their, when we are living in London. You people don't like hearing the word of God. I don't know why. I said when I was living in London, and I told the people I travel. Tomorrow I'm going to be in Alabama. I changed my mind. You can't refuse me visa. I've gone. I fly myself. I don't need a pilot. Now, in case you are still asking whether I'm imagining things, the word of God says that concerning man, when they were building the Tower of Babel, he said this thing that they have imagined shall not be restrained from them. A day will come. It will be 1 week in Nigeria, 1 week in another country. For me, oh, I don't know about it, for me. And it will not be about the money. Shebi, I've been saying it now, that I travel. You people, okay, don't worry. You will say, pastor, when are you coming? And I'm busy. Because you call international line. If whatever you like, better start telling God. Because it's not God. God is not the reason why you are not traveling. But God will not give you anything until your eyes can see it. I say God will not give you anything until Abraham can count, can look at the stars and see his children. God will not give him. Look at that scripture. He said, giving honor to your wife as the weaker vessel. Please don't call. Our pastor used to preach this thing that day, that women are very weak. They don't understand this Bible verse. The woman that was, the brother ran to me, that said his wife wanted to stab him on the bed 2 times. Is she weak? Don't push a woman to the wall. You will die. You just think, oh, because she doesn't talk. If she starts on your matter, nobody will know you just got married. Your best option is be offering sacrifice to her every morning. And call her native name. And do your thing. That's your best option. No? Even God, along God, Obinu, God is not angry. Hey, Loretta. Oh, Loretta. Oh, Loretta. Oh, Loretta. Accept our sacrifice. Oh, Loretta. Oh, Loretta. Meanwhile, people will tell you that Loretta is a devil. But they notice that since you mind that you are happy, they don't know you are very smart. If you are very smart, Loretta will be blessing you. Because after God, she's the next idol. Hey, oh Loretta, accept our sacrifice. This egg, this is a yam. What do you like? Pizza. This is okay, you like yam. This is yam, oh, and we also brought roasted yam. Then this is pounded yam. Anyone you like, make una the chopper. Then she will come out in the morning and say, now wow, all this is for me. I say, my queen, eat. And I promise to be serious this morning. I have a very big fine message. I don't know where this thing is coming from. I believe it's the Lord. Make her special. She's not weak, oh, because you can't carry baby for one day in your belly. You will die if you try it. You can't carry a baby for one day. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not that kind of weak. It's not that kind of weak. Many women earn more than men today. So who is weak? I'm currently talking to someone who is about to leave her husband of about 20 years. Why? He doesn't do anything. Be going for deliverance every day. You know, as pastor, we hear plenty things. I ask myself, what does Pastor Adeboye listen to? Because if at this my level, I'm this one. You now notice that some of our pastors in our churches at home, they are very quiet, they are calm. When they say, ah, mommy, how are you? How's Lagos? Ah, they greet you. They are very calm because Ojutiri, they have seen many things in this life. They are very gentle. When you see them, oh, the power of God, you have not seen many things. When you begin to hear how the mighty are falling, how they told somebody don't travel, and he traveled and died. You now see the pastor very gentle. Pastor, I will just share the grace. Let Brother Marcus preach. You have seen many things in this life. 20 years, not productive. Anybody, any young man today that says he doesn't have money, it's his fault. Go and get a vehicle. Go and do boat and Uber. Shit money, no this man. I have a business account in Uber. There's only one reason I don't use it. I have a feeling that all the people that I'll be picking will be church members. Pastor, now you. Then we start sharing Bible verse and revelation. Then when we get to where I go, I say, no, you can't pay now. You can't pay. Pastor, I said, So that's why I stopped the business. We won't run at a loss. We won't run at a loss. You know, we don't make profit off our brothers. People will buy market 10 naira. They will sell it 200 naira. And it's to their fellow Christian brother. It's bad. I didn't say you don't make profit. I said we don't make profit of our kind. That means there's something that is called excessive profit. Let the brother know that this thing is 10 naira. But because it's you, pay 9. Then you stop overpricing. They've already reduced the price for you. Pay the 9 naira. Stop arguing. You are giving us the impression you are broke. She has already told you it's 10 naira. If you know you can't buy, go to the other one selling China there. Buy 2 naira now. Then after one day, we'll see whether the thing is still working. He said, give honor unto them as unto the weaker vessel and as being heirs together. You know what the word heirs means? We are royalty together. heirs together of the grace of life, so that what? Your prayers be not hindered. That means if I do not treat my wife well, according to knowledge, if I do not honor her, if I do not recognize the grace of God upon her life, or upon that lady you say you want to marry, she can hinder your prayers just by being unhappy with you. God did not say if you're a pastor or a prophet, you are exempted. If you're a pastor or a prophet and you don't treat your wife well and she's unhappy, take it from me. Shout. Go to redemption camp. Then stop over at MFM camp. Then go to Canaan land. The Almighty God will not hear you. There are some men that I have heard of. They are not born again. They don't go to church. But they know their wife is a church person. They release her. Go anywhere you want to go and pray, go. And God is blessing that man. The scriptures cannot be broken. How to make money, you don't know. How to be spiritual, you don't know. Okay, what do you know? Most of our governors who are Muslims in Lagos State, their wives are Christians. And their wives are usually pastors. Think about it. They know something. They know, according to Islamic, don't you know what Islam teaches? If you are only permitted to marry somebody of another religion because you are going to convert her, that's the only reason. Kingdom agenda. You allow your wife to remain in church till they even ordain her pastor in Redeem. You think the man doesn't? Okay, you will soon know in 2023. So if the unbelievers are this wise, Abba, why should it be people who are in church that are beating their wives to pulp? Why is it people in church who go to the office and brutalize their subordinate staff? Brutalize, like shred them. You cannot be a Christian and your staff around you are not happy. You don't have the joy of the Lord. You are a sadist. You are not born again. Please tell your neighbor, change. So if you are married, or you are planning to be married, and you notice the woman you want to get married to is not somebody you will respect, please don't force it. Leave her. God will give us our own husband, but leave her. So I believe this short introduction First Kings chapter 2 and verse 4. Let me round up. You people cannot take the main message. This is just introduction to the message. First Kings 2. Look at this. Go to verse 2. This was where David was about to die. Verse 2. Should I read it from my Bible? Look at this. He said, I go the way of all earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show yourself to be a man. Verse 3. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes. This is our mandate for the year. To walk in his ways, and to what? To keep his statutes and his commandments. To walk in his ways, to keep his, it's a personal thing. Remember I told you, every kingdom has a system of reward and prosperity. So, pay attention to what God has stated clearly and do it. That's all. He said, and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest what? Prosper. If you do it, you prosper. Now, this was even to those under the covenant of the law. And the scripture says now we have a better testament, covenant, with better promises. So, there's one commandment, only one commandment in the New Testament. It's called love. Love. It's simple but not simplistic. Because when we come back and begin to break it, then we will use thermometer to check everybody's love life. But I can tell you, if you can just try, by the mercy of God, to be a good Christian, you will have a happy home. I said if you just try to be a good Christian, you will have a happy home. If you don't get your marital tips from Instagram, you will have a happy home. He said that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest yourself. This is talking about your business, every aspect of your life. This is just one scripture from what I wanted to teach today. But I believe somebody heard something. Don't just laugh this year. Pay attention. That joke is a prophecy. That joke has instructions. That the Lord may continue his word. Do you see the word continue? That means it is possible for God to say something about your family. It is possible for God to say something about you and then refrain from it. Because you didn't show the character worthy of somebody that should be helped. God said to the house of Eli, he said, I've chosen your family to stand before me as priest for it. He said, but now, far be it from me. The word far be it from me is like, it's better in Yoruba, but I spare you. It's like saying, I never said it. Meanwhile, somebody might have heard what God said. Oh, they call the hand of God is over me. I'm going to prosper. He didn't know when God canceled the contract. But God is saying that for this word continue to be introduced, the first verse, you have to follow it. Now, the only way to walk with God, the only way to walk with God successfully is to love him. The only way to walk with God successfully is to what? Is to love him. If you don't love him, his commandments will be grievous. When he tells you to do something, it will be grievous. Because the first thing you will think of is yourself. I wish somebody heard that. I said, if you don't love God, or you are not loving God, anything he tells you to do, it will look like you are harming yourself. If God says, take, you have 50,000 in your account, take 20, give her. It cannot be God. Can me burn you? But you look at it in this other way. He that lendeth to the poor, he that gives to the poor, lendeth to the Lord. You are borrowing God money. And you will collect it with interest. But if you don't love God to the point where you trust him, that he can ask you to remove that your shoe and give to that sister and buy bedroom slippers, go home. The day God will want to do something that is very big in your life, you will doubt. This issue of, that's why I say, when you say love, it's simple, but it's not simplistic. It's not simplistic. It's a serious matter. In fact, the only way God could describe the whole agenda for redemption is, for God so loved the world. That's the best way to describe it. Again, I told you, if you just walk in love as a Christian, you will have a happy home. Don't try to be woke. You will marry someone like yourself. If you're a crook, you will find someone like yourself. Just continue. My mother in the Lord, she said, continue. You will see a man that is educated. He will go and marry a woman that didn't go to school. There is something he's seen. Continue. Maybe we should title this message continue. Because there is continue in this verse. He said that the Lord may continue his word. That the Lord may continue his word, which he spoke. That means revelation is progressive. There are certain things God will say to you now. That's not the whole story. He still gets something when he won't talk. But he will see the way you behave first. Go and fetch water. Jesus told us about two boys. Me, I like reading Jesus. Oh, because Jesus just goes straight to the point. Jesus is not like many pastors. Big grammar. Jesus will just tell you what you need. He said there are two boys. The papa called them. He said, go to the farm. The first one say, I will not go. Call the second one. Alpha, what are you doing? Say not. He say, go. That one say, I'm going. Say, see, it was not telling his friend. Say, you see, Peking. This one are Peking. I never talk and finish. He say, they go. The boy now finish. Order for shawarma. Finish eating. Then call his girlfriend. Alpha, we'll still see today. I go show. Meanwhile, Baba Tin saying get picking. He was already boasting. This one, anything I tell him, he will do it. He will even do more than. The boy is already arranging with Jessica where they are going to meet. The other boy that said he was not going, he just told him, Baba, don't they old though? Make person, this is a new year. Make person say born again. I won't born again. The guy just carried the cutlass. Jesus now asks a question. Who do you think the father will be happy with? Or who do you think did the will of his father? When you read all those parables, God is telling you how they think in heaven. It's not, you people think I'm a storyteller. I'm just following my master. Eh? When he talks to you, people go laugh. Do you know any woman in Jesus' church that hate him? Did you hear of any woman that came to his crusade? We don't like him. Did you hear of anyone? Did you hear of any child that came and complained? Who are the people complaining? Brothers. Pharisees and Sadducees. Now them. Tell your neighbor, now them. They are the ones that know the word of God, but they don't continue in it. They know the word of God, but they don't continue in it. So the key word here is what? Continue. If God asks you to do something, my daughter, I want you to wait on me every first day of every month and pray. Huh? And you refuse to do it because that's the day your shawarma spirit normally come on you. Those demons, they have new names. You understand? But new names. Funky ones. When your shawarma spirit, you wake up as if you can eat a horse. And God said, fast every first day of the month. You are now making friends with somebody who has a vision to be fat. I want to add weight. If you fail to continue, there are certain things that we stop. Look at it. Go back to 1 Kings, huh? 1 Kings 2:4. Is it 2:4? Are we there? He said, that the Lord may continue his word, which is spake concerning me, saying, if your children take it to their ways to walk before me, how? In truth, that means it is possible to walk with God in deception. You are following God only because of what he will give you. You are walking with him in deceitfulness. God says the moment you enter that mode, he stops talking. God is a covenant-keeping God. But it's not very big on transactions. You know the way our Orisha in the village, you give them a wedu and a palm oil at the junction, then they bless you. God is a God of principle, but he doesn't really like us all the time being transactional with him. It breeds adultery. Because the day he delays, you will go somewhere else. I don't know if you heard that one. Yeah? So there's a sense in which that is right, but there's a sense in which you can abuse it. He said, if your children walk before me in truth, did he give them the option of doing what they like simply because the nation followed after other gods? He said, if your children, that means God is interested in families. God transfers generational blessing based on this. I assure you, if Isaac had grown up to be a wayward boy, God would kill him. Regardless of whatever happened between him and his father, God will kill the boy. They wanted to kill him before, sir. It was that ram that saved him. They will now finally conclude this matter. Say, kill the idiot. I thought when I preserved his life that he would be a good person. Kill him. Kill him. Michael, kill him. So, it's not today we have been killing. God is the one that killeth and maketh alive. He has not been taken to court since he has been killing. So, don't even try that publicity social media stunt. It won't work. God, if you abuse God on Facebook, he won't see it. Because he doesn't have a Facebook account. I will not read my Bible again. Post on WhatsApp. He doesn't have a WhatsApp number. All that one is you and your disciples. He doesn't know. He said, if your children take heed. Take heed. The word critical again is that word, take heed. That means to walk with God, you must be patient. Walk with him cautiously. When you are too fast, there are certain things that God may be saying to you, you may miss out on it. Do you know that there are sometimes I'm with people and I realize that God has spoken to me, but I didn't hear any voice. I'm having a conversation with him or with my brother. I just realized that there's a word in my spirit. I know it's God. But it's like I just realized that word is there. But it's not like he said it now. It's been there. But it just came out of my spirit while I was talking to him. It's a personal thing. Pay attention. Pay attention. Don't just say you are working with God. Ensure your wife is working with God. Ensure your children are following God. He said, if they follow me, if they walk before me in truth and with all their heart and with all their soul, this one again is critical. What does it mean to walk with God in all with your soul? It means that because your soul has at least 5 to 7 compartments, you have your will, you have your emotions, you have your intellect, what else? You have your imagination, you have your memory, you have your subconscious mind. You have your unconscious mind. That's 7. There are other ones, so the ones we know. Those are the ones we know. So that means if you come to the area of your will, what this scripture means is that I must walk before the Lord with all my heart and with all my soul. Meaning that based on this, I will choose what is right before God. I will. I will decide to do things that are based on the word of God, regardless of what is popular. I will love the Lord, or I will follow him with all my soul, means that in my emotions must choose that which is pleasing in God's sight. Are we together? He said, if you do this, there shall not fail thee a man to sit on that throne of Israel. This is God's word of assurance. That means when I obey God, I obey him to a point, he himself makes a covenant with me. Look at the family of Kenneth Hagin, Papa Hagin. 3 or 4 generations now of ministers. Kenneth Hagin is not even celebrated the way we celebrate him here. In the U.S., most people even believe he's a false prophet. Yeah. Most people. Somebody came to one of my mentors, was with Kenneth Hagin, and he said, I follow your ministry. Please, can you pray for me? Kenneth Hagin said, I don't pray for people unless I'm led by the Spirit. Ah. Have you heard that kind of response before? Ah, Father, I thank you for your son. Anoint him. Said, for me to pray for you, there must be a leading of the Spirit. Said, okay, can we take picture? I said, yes, that one doesn't need leading of the Spirit. Let's take picture. But the man said, that rejection that Hagin gave him stirred up the fire of God. The man is doing crusades all over Africa now. Healing Jesus crusade. Bishop Dagewood Mills.